Ronnie? Okay, so we started yesterday with the pasuk according to who? According to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right, that sefer implies a cheftza, a specific, particular entity of klaf. And kosav law implies just the process of writing. Those are opposite ends of the spectrum. Right? There's opposite ends of the spectrum. One is a formal document that has requirements in the chefta, and that's sefer, and that's klaf, right? Like sefer Torah. And the other is just the communication of writing. Doesn't matter how you do it. Not important how it's. It's just writing as communication. Doesn't matter if it's written on a napkin. Have the greatest ideas written on napkins. So doesn't need to be a formal thing, right? So what's the what does it indicate? So what does the combination indicate? So we say what you do is it does indicate. You can never really have a compromise, of course, right? It's going to have to really be one side modified, right? So it's going to be a sefer, but not the same formal sefer, right? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be a sefer, a different kind of a sefer, not a sefer of klaf, but the entity of klaf is generalized, right? It's a sefer that does have a requirement of a substance, but not a particular substance, a class of things. And what's that class? Things that are not alive and
what's
food.
The positive of that?
That's a good question.
Can you just give a negative definition?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I'm going with the Gemara. But you're right, it's a good question. Ma Talmud Lomar Sefer, Ma Sefer, Dover She'ein Bo Ruach Chaim Ve'in Ochel. I've called Dover She'ein Bo Ruach Chaim Ve'in Ochel. Yeah, so what would you say? So what's the positive side of that? I mean, what's the positive side of that? I make try to make a point of getting to the positive side, right? It's not that I'm an optimist, but there has to be an idea. What's the idea? So it would seem the idea is that it's really anything. Okay, it's really anything. As long as that thing doesn't have a designation away. I don't know exactly what I mean yet.
That's not even true. Because God just defined it different, right?
Well, in other words, it's like you have on Shabbos, right? On Shabbos. Hopefully tomorrow we'll start Mukta again. So it's like on Shabbos, right? So on Shabbos, what do you have? You have three classes of objects, okay? You have Eitzim Vavanim, right? Which is basically unrefined material. Then you have Kelim, which is things that have a human purpose, right? And then you have food. That's a third category. Food is a third category, okay? So, I mean, a Baal Chai really is akin to Eitzim Vavanim. I mean, right? Unless it's on Yontif and you're going to eat it or something. But then it has to be Huksa for that. But essentially, it's something that is akin to Eitzim Vavanim. So, but you don't have that category here, right? Eitzim Vavanim is fine over here. Okay, good. Why? Okay, we're not looking for a why over here. We're looking for what is the category of everything except for Balei Chayim and
so Ochel. We ask the question with a what. What is the line? And where do we draw it? Right? Right? So I'm saying...
So you're offering a solution. What's your solution?
Now the solution?
Yeah.
That's what you said before.
No, you.
What do you mean? This is what you said before. It's the same thing.
Let's not fight over who gets the credit. Go ahead.
So it's saying that, you know, certain things are like predetermined, right? Balei Chayim, right, are just, you know, determined as, you know, Chai, and therefore they can't be redefined in terms of, you know, your perceive as making it a Dover Kosher, because it has an alternative
Right. In other words, the difference between Eitzim, although Eitzim and Avonim on Shabbos are in the same category as Behemos, as Balei Chayim, right? Am I right about that? So, but over here we differentiate them. Why? Why? Because there's the two, the different reasons why they they're in the same category on Shabbos. The category on Shabbos is things that are away from man's use, things that are not part of man's tashmish, right? But there are two different reasons why Eitzim va'avonim are outside of the realm of tashmish of man and Balei Chayim. Okay, because we're saying now Eitzim va'avonim simply are lacking designation, right? But the Baal Chai is its own thing already. It is a separate existence. Okay, we could argue about that, Lagavi Shabbos. But over here, it makes the nafkamina is clear that he's saying anything that the Ksav can redefine as a document will be good. You understand? But a Baal Chai is not just lacking a definition. No, the Eitzim Avonim are just lacking a definition. Anything else can. Anything else, the Ksiva itself will convert it into the Sefer. You understand? There's like an objective Sefer, that's Klaf, and that's only a Sefer by virtue of the components, right? And then, but that's not this kind of a Sefer. This is a casual Sefer. But the only requirement is that it's something that has no designation, something who can be converted through the Ksiva into a, it can be treated, the Ksiva can treat it like a raw material and turn it into a Sefer. But a Baal Chai is always a Baal Chai. It'll never become a Sefer.
And the other side becomes hard.
Right. It is a beautiful limud. He's saying like this, saying, Sefer, Johnny, you look a little perplexed.
Hey, guy, John.
Huh?
In general today.
In general today? Okay. So, the word Sefer would imply a formal Sefer of Klaf and Diel. But the Chosav law implies just communication. So what do we mean then? So he's saying what comes out is that it's not the formal Sefer, but it's just the Sefer of communication. But it has to redefine, it has to emerge as an entity. From the Ksiva it will emerge as a Sefer. Some things are only a Sefer because of the Klaf and the Diel. But something can become a Sefer because it's written on. Okay? But that requires that the thing you're writing it on is able to take on a new definition. It's able to be converted from pottery to a Sefer. You understand? It's able to be converted from paper into a Sefer. But a Baal Chai is not just lacking a definition. It has its own independence. It has its own nefesh. Right? It has a Ruach Chaim in it. So, and that can't become a Sefer. You can't, the writing on it can't obliterate the overriding definition that it's a life. A life is not something that you can turn into something else. Okay? And apparently food also, the designation of food doesn't, it already has a designation to man. In other words, that's what I was trying to say before. Eitzim v'avonim are undefined, but Ochlim and Balei Chayim are predefined, and you can't turn them into other things. Stam Kalim is a good question, but apparently that's not as you guys are. Yeah, that's something to think about. That's something
to think about. Funny how over here that doesn't it's a kli, and therefore we can always.
But I would say because the use of a kli and the use of the document are parallel. You can't say one is greater than the other. They're two uses of man. Oh, so now I can change it. But we're saying that a nefesh is not something that you can just...
An ochel? They're both uses of man.
Ochel is not just a use of man. Ochel is a need of man. I'm serious. Now, there's certain things that he's saying you can only convert its shame from the like class, from the group that's the same. You understand? There's a class of man's needs, and that class is not, you can't change it. You can't say, well, now this is not something man needs because I wrote on it. It still is defined as a necessity of man. Kalim is different. Kalim are utilities of man. Okay, so yesterday I needed a cup, today I need a get. It's just replacing one utility with another. But I can't say yesterday I used to eat food and today I eat gittin. That's not
the definition, though, right? Meaning the idea was before that.
No, so the idea is something that the ksav can redefine, that the maisa ksiva can turn into a sefer. But there are certain entities that are out of reach of redefinition.
So that makes sense according to the other shita.
Rabbi Yossi Aglili, you mean?
No, not Rabbi Yossi Aglili.
Rabbi Yossi, the other side holds you can write on anything.
Right. I'm saying that would make sense when it's that sheet there.
Why? But we're saying now you can't write on anything.
I think according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right, if you're saying you can redefine something, right?
Right.
You can't redefine Baal HaChaim because they're out of the category. They already have their own definition.
Right.
A bull is a bull, you know?
Right.
And I understand the fact that we both have uses, right? We can use Kalim, right? You know, we have interaction with it like that. And we also use Gittin.
Right.
But yet, when you look at a bull, it's still a bull. You know what I'm saying? It's not a document. Not a
safer. Well, I'm saying that what makes it a bowl is Kavanas Adam. I mean, why is this shape a bowl? Because that's Kavanas Adam. That's Kavanas Adam. If man didn't need bowls, nothing would, just because it's this shape, it wouldn't be a bowl. Right? I'm saying the Kalim only exists because of the idea, the whole category exists because of its utility. And the Lagabi Shabbos too. I can take a rock and I can be Kovea it as a Kli. I don't really have to do anything to it. I don't have to change the tzur in any way. It's all a matter of kvias. But kalim, but you can interchange one use to another. You can say this was a kli, and now it's another type of useful item. But there's nothing that's deeper. There's no deeper shame that's going to prevent my changing it. You know what I'm saying? It's just a switch. But I can't. It has to be like terms. They have to be similar objects.
Nice.
But I can't say this living thing is now just a document. I can't. My kavana can't reach that level. It has to be only things that are created through my kavana. In other words, food and Baalei Chayim don't exist through man's kavana. They exist because either they have because of their necessity. As man, you know what I'm saying? Food doesn't exist because of kavana. There are things that are roi l'achila, whether man eats it or not. There are things that are not royal achila. All right, there's a question. If you eat something that's not royal achila, is that considered achshave? Does that mean you're making it into an ochal? But I believe everyone holds this just midrabanan. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. So if a kli is only my kavana. As a matter of fact, that's the halacha. When is a kli makabel tuma? When is a kli makabel tuma? When you decide you're finished. Right? That's when it's makabel tuma. When does a kli become a kli? It's machshava. That's the gemara we did last year. Right, machshava kamaisa dami. You say by making a kli, machshava is kamaisa. When the guy decides I'm done with the kli, that's when it's makabel tuma. If a guy has a kli and he thinks and it's perfectly functional, but he says I'm gonna beautify it, it cannot be makabel tuma yet, because kli is a product of man's das. It's a useful entity, and this is also it's a similar if not more. Than Kalim. But Baalei Chayim and Ochlim have nothing to do with man's kavana. So we can't make it anyway. Yeah.
2 years ago you gave an example of
So we're trying to say now that the category is things which can be defined as a sefer by the ksiva. So that it's really anything, but it's going to exclude exclude things whose identity can't be transformed. Can't be changed. Or maybe Jeremy's right, we have to think about this further, can't even accept a equal definition. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe it's not so bad if it's two things. Maybe you're right. But I would say that the Baal Chai, that certain things don't you can have a thing can have two equal definitions. Now it's two uses to man. But it's not gonna be Ola if it's a Baal Chai and a get. It can't be defined as two things that are contradictory. It's either a Baal Chai or it's a get. But it can have two uses. Right. Two uses it can have, but not two definitions. Let's think about that. Gemara continues. So now the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, so that's good for Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Right? He learns Sefer in conjunction with V'chosav Law to give you a modified idea of sefer. Not an official sefer, but a common sefer. Now, he says, V'rabbonon, here's a very interesting gemara. V'rabbonon iksiv ba sefer kidik omer. So what are they saying? Amazing thing.
They're saying,
what are they saying? They're saying, They're saying, you're saying sefer means a cheftza. You're saying v'chosav lo sefer is coming out that there's a requirement of a document, meaning that there's a requirement of a real entity, of a cheftza. Right? We're saying that would be good if it said, if it was describing a maisa that was required, if it was describing v'chosav ba sefer. V'chosav ba sefer means that you have to produce an entity. You understand? If we would have said, and write it in a book, then you would be right. Then that would mean that there's a requirement of producing a type of a book. The chosav ba sefer, write it in a book.
Meaning,
yeah, it makes sense.
How they read the chosav sefer.
Okay.
So let's get the flip side. It's sometimes hard to see one side or the other. He says, Hashto dichsiv sefer. So what does it mean, v'chosav sefer? L'svirat dvorim hud asa. All it means is, Rashi, Hashto dichsiv sefer ein zu ela v'chosav svirat divrei krisis. Yakol mad deboy lichtov. Now it's just pure, now it's really one extreme. It's really the other, it's really the extreme of v'chosav la. It's just communication. You don't have to say that by writing it down I'm producing any type of an entity. As long as I can communicate it in writing, I have to communicate the message. Write the message. That's all it is. But it doesn't matter if writing... Isaac's favorite chair. It doesn't matter if the writing produces a cheftza of a sefer in the end. You understand? It's not v'chosav ba sefer. Not write it in a book and produce an entity of a sefer. It's write the story down. You understand? There's no requirements of sefer at all. That's why Baal Chayim is good, because they don't disagree with whether you can define a Baal Chai or not. They agree, but they said that's only relevant if you're looking to create an entity of sefer in the end. Rabbi Yossi. No. So now the Gemara's question is: so why does the Rabbanan need the chosav law? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, Aglili, the chosav lo is necessary as a riboy from sefer. Don't think sefer means the sefer qua sefer, right? It just means any type of a document, anything that you can make into a document, not the document, right? You know an official document. You ever try to get a transcript from the office upstairs? It has to be smushed with that thing. You know, the embosser. That makes it an official document. But I can write the same thing up without the embosser. But that would not be an official document. It wouldn't be not a document at all. It would not be an official document. So there's an official document of the Torah, sefer. But v'chosav lo mikol makom means, v'chosav lo mikol makom sefer means any type of sefer. Right? I mean, this idea has to be clear. So the question though is, so since the Rabbanan come out and say there's no reason for any type of a sefer, so what's v'chosav lo for? V'chosav lo only function to modify the sefer of Yosei Glili. But now he's saying sefer means sfiras dvarim. So what do you need to modify? What do you need to modify? How do you know it's going to be in writing? So don't worry. Rashi will take that in. Right. No, sefer means sfiras dvarim. V'chosav lo my avilei. How do you know? L'didhu lo istrich l'rav was called dovar shrei lo kova kosav dovar. La liksi vaso umi v'nosan sefer krisus shmo yinan. That what? Since it says v'nosan, he's saying you would know, right? You can't give words. Right. V'nosan means something. So mamela, we know that the message has to be tangible. The message has to be tangible, right? It can't be smoke signals. It has to be tangible. So, but it doesn't have to say v'chosav lo. Right? So the Gemara says like this. This is the strangest part. The Gemara says like this. Mi boilehu biksiva miskareshes ve'eno miskareshes bikesef. So everything will work out with kesef. You could learn it all with kesef. You could say, you give her a sfiras dvarim. How do you give her a sfiras dvarim? How do you give her a sfiras dvarim? Rashi, im amalei helach pruta visgarshi liba. You give her the sfiras dvarim with a kinyan. You know what I mean? The v'nosan law means You're giving her the kesef, and the kesef is defined as the kesef of Sfiras Dvarim. So maybe if it didn't say ksiva, you would think you could do that. Where would you dream this up from? From Kedushin. So could I dechamina akesh yitzio lavaya. Ma havaya bekesef, af yitzio naim bekesef, kamash malon. That's a strange gemara. And it happens to be that this is a machlokas in Kedushin. Whether al pi svara, you could reject this hekesh or not. It's an interesting gemara. Right? Interesting gemara in Kedushin. Well, let's just finish it up, and then we'll take a look at the gemara in Kedushin. So the gemara says, ve'idach. So now, what about the other shita? We always have to go back and forth. Ve'idach. What? Now, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, it seems like asking an inappropriate question over here, because this whole thing is safer. So, what do you mean? How does he know you need a safer, right? Ve'idach nafkalei mi safer krisis, safer karsa ve'ein davar acher karsa. Isn't that like a mi desamach krisis the safer? Notice, how does he know that the word safer there means really a safer? I'm not sure exactly what the Gemara's question is. So since it says safer krisos, it implies a thing that's kores.
It's funny because that's the exact opposite reading of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan use that smicha also. They're saying sfiras devarim is what's kores.
Oh, so that's what the Gemara says. Ve'idach, why do they say? What do they do with the smichas of safer and krisos? No, it's because safer krisos means the krisos, it sounds like it's treating the safer as a noun. Right, and it's being modified by an adjective. What type of a thing? A thing of krisis. That sounds like a sefer. Ve'idach miboile dovar hakores beino leveino. No, it's the topic. What's the topic? Something that's complete krisis. Kiditanya reze gite chamanashlo tishti yayin amanashlo telchi lebeis avich liolam. So if a guy divorces his wife and says on condition you never drink wine or you never go to your father's house. Ains at krisis, because it's because he maintains control. Ad shloshim yom, but if he gives her 30 days, that's okay. Ve'idoch, how does he know that has to be dover kores beino leveino? Mikores krisis. Ve'idoch kores krisis lo darshi. Okay. Anyway, because it could have said krisis, could have said safer kores. Why does it say safer krisis? All right. Anyway, that part gets a little harder. But the interesting question now is that hekesh of kedushin to gerushin. The question is the question of whether you would think that you can do gerushin through kesef. Yeah. You want to see the Gemara?
I thought
the Sfarah says that you could do it.
Meaning, no. What we would the Sfarah say? Why it would make sense?
The Havamina, right? Yeah. Go ahead.
The Havamina, I thought would say that. It's almost like it's like you're recognizing her as your only independent person by giving her money, right? I mean, because usually what happens is like you own whatever she owns,
right?
So this is giving her independence is basically giving her yacht.
Maisia, but is Maisia the Daraisa? I don't think it's the Daraisa.
Really?
Isn't it Mipnei Eva? Right, she can be any of those. I think it's just because of Eva. Well, is that Metzia, maybe? I'm trying to remember.
I mean, either way, you can say you're recognized. Even if it's not, you can say it's just a recognition.
But I'll tell you what's difficult. What's difficult is the Hekesh. Is that in line with the Hekesh? In other words.
Yeah, I mean. Oh, yeah. Oh, actually. Well, it's seemingly. I mean, what's a reversal? I said this the other day.
Oh, you're saying it's a reversal?
It's a reversal. I mean, what's the idea? Meaning, I was calling her. Right.
I mean, that's an interesting idea of the Hekesh. I mean, it's an interesting idea of the Hekesh. You're saying it doesn't really mean the same thing. It means the reverse of the first thing.
Right, meaning I bought her, right? And now, in terms of getting rid of her, we can't just make her a heftier. We have to, like, send her out. So you need to sort of myself. So how do I do that? Right? Sort of buying her off.
Here's bus fare.
Right, pretty much.
Okay, let's take a look at this Gemara. Interesting Gemara. The Gemara says like this. On Hey Amenalf. The Gemara wants to know... Hey. Amalek. Gemara wants to know shtar, right? I think Gemara wants to know shtar for kedushin. Shtar for kedushin. Yeah. So the Gemara says, "V'nosna kesef akamal." He says like, "Maket Omar Kov v'yotzav ha'isa makish havaya liyitzia ma yitzia b'shtar af havaya na'ya b'shtar." So that's what the Gemara says. How do you know you can get married with a shtar? Because you get divorced with a shtar. And since there's a hekesh of yitzia lahavaya, havaya liyitzia, marriage to divorce. So we know by divorce you can use a shtar. So you should be able to use a shtar by kedushin. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. The akish nami yitzia lahavaya. So you said that the hekesh of havaya liyitzia, right? That since we know, we can learn from gerushin to kedushin. But what about the other way? Learning from kedushin to gerushin. Ma havaya b'kesef av yitzia b'kesef. So if you're really serious about this hekesh, it should be a two-way street. If you're going to learn that you can use a shtar for kedushin, be from gerushin. So what are you learning for gerushin from kedushin, right? Maybe you'll say, now I can use kesef for gerushin. So the Gemara says, the Gemara gives a funny response, a strange response. Amar Abaye, Yomru kesef machnis kesef motzi, sanegar yasek hategar. Says, how can you say that kesef is machnis and motzi? The sanegar is the kategar, the defendant is the prosecutor. Well, I mean, the good, the one who's on your side turns against you now. I don't know what the right to... Right, usually the other way, right? He's saying over here that the sanegar, I mean, that's the good thing, the kedushin, because you're learning it from kedushin. We know kedushin is kesef. Now you're going to say the thing of kedushin, which is good, is going to turn into kategar, which is bad. So one second. Ihachi shtar nami. So the Gemara says, okay. So why about shtar? Shtar motzi shtar machnas kategar yasa sanegar. So now you can say the same problem. If you get divorced with a shtar, so the shtar is the kategar. Right now, how can you use it for kedushin? In kategar, nasa sanega. And that's really the way the expression usually goes. So what is he going to say? What do you guys say? Anyone figure this one out? Mili dahai shtar lechud. Mili dahai shtar lechud. Says, no. It's a different shtar. It's a different shtar.
So
it's
hexed in the first place. Why could have just said that? In the first place.
Different star, good question. Hold on, what was he going to say? High star lechud, bezeh kosev loshen kenisa, bezeh mefurish loshen yitzia. So the Gemara says, okay, high kasper lechud, high kasper lechud. Bezeh kishu nosno mefurish, amanas mahu nosno. It's the same thing with the kesef. When he gives the kesef for kedushin, he says, this is kesef kedushin. And when he gives kesef gerushin, he says, this is kesef gerushin. Just like the milim and the shtar, we define the shtar. The milim at the nesina, will we define the kesef? The Gemara says, nope. Tivo miho chadhu. It's the same coin. Eino nizkar besocho im lahotzi im lahachnas. The mint is the same. Doesn't say on the coin whether you're getting married or divorced.
But if you did... I guess he had a special divorce coin.
That wouldn't be money. That wouldn't be money.
I mean, it'd have worth.
It would have worth?
Yes, it is. Well, so fine, so it should be shove a kesef, just like I should like to do it.
But that's not what makes the kesef. No, it's a shtar. What makes the shtar is milin. That would just be extraneous to the kesef. It would always be extraneous to the kesef.
All right.
Yeah. So, so it's a funny Gemara. But Rava... So that's what Tosfos says. Our whole Gemara is only according to Rava. Because Abaye rejects this as a possibility. But what's his idea? What's his idea? That the Sanegar can't be the Kategar? I mean...
The Sanegar is the
helper.
What does he say? He says if you're going to say that you're going to learn... Right, if you're going to learn Kesef Gerushin from Kesef Kedushin, so then the Sanegar is going to be the Kategar.
How do we ever make the thing? I don't get that. How do we ever make the first Hekish for Shtaros?
Right. So what's the first Hekish? Right.
Still right. They're still using that one apparently.
Right. That one's still good.
Even though it's two different stars.
That's why it's still good. Right. Hold on. Yeah, Aaron, what do you
mean?
That's a principle in general. Where do we say where's the well known Ein Kategar Yasa Sanegar?
Oh,
by shofar. Shofar shall, with the pi musibah zahav.
Right. But I think that's mutter, no? It's by.
Sticking up, meaning that's the.
Oh, you can't have it here. But I think the one I think of first is by the big day zav in Nevo's Yom Kippurim, right? Isn't that? I think that's what they say over there. Why doesn't the Kohen Gadol wear Gadol? Why wear zav on the inside?
Because
of the ego.
That's the same thing by shofar.
Same thing, right? Okay, same thing. So, what kind of an idea is that?
Was the Bai saying specifically Kesef can't be used, or
no.
You can't make any hekesh between from Kesef to get?
There can't be anything that's a Kategar in one thing functioning as a Sanegar in the other. Can't have a good cop, bad cop. Can't have that in one thing. Like Avodas Yom Kippurim, the gold was used for an Avera of the Parah Aduma, of the Egel Azav. So it can't be used as asking for kapara. Can't be used for kapara. See, the thing itself was used for avera. Can't be used for kapara. He wears gold every day of the week.
Like
wears gold every day of the week doing avoda.
That's not like this.
I mean that's in other words. By the Avodas Yom Kippurim, that's the halacha. It's mefurash. It's mefurash. One second, it's mefurash that he doesn't wear big day zav. And the Gemara is giving like an idea, but here it's like saying that this idea is going to tell you what the halacha is.
Wait, isn't that the same thing? By
so according to right, so you're right that according to who? According to Rav Chista, according to Ula, the reason why the Rabban holds you can't use the Karen Shel Parah is because of Ein Kategor Na'aseh Sanegar. But suppose Zov is not, because now it's not shofar. It's just something on the shofar. It's not the shofar. It has to be a shofar shofara. Karen shofara. Yeah. So you're right. Yeah, it is another case. But at least over here there's a precedent that it's kibifnim. The Gemara has to say it has to be exactly like the big day Zov that are bifnim. And the shofar is not bifnim, but it's like it's bifnim. Interesting. But to pull it out of the hat over here sounds a little funny. I mean, like Rafi's saying also, it's a way into the marriage and it's a way out of the marriage. Not necessarily
Kategor.
So you could say Ein Kategor Na'aseh Sanegar is just an expression over here. That one thing can't have opposites. One thing can't be opposite things. Can't be opposite things simultaneously. Huh? So Kesef can't be a machnes and a motzi. But shtar, they're two different shtaros, you're saying.
Yeah, but what's the problem, though?
But what's the problem? And Rava disagrees.
Anything or nothing usually means that
you can represent kapara. Now, what does it mean by Yom Kippurim? Why only by Yom Kippurim? Apparently, the kapara on Yom Kippurim is also on the chait of the ego. The kapara of lefnai v'lefnim is also on the chait of the ego. So that's what the Gemara says. You can't adorn yourself in zohav and be mechaper on the chait of the ego at the same time. Because
if you just juxtaposed it, you could probably try to say that here you're like trying to get the thing you got married with.
But I'm saying over here it means to say that you can't have two opposites. It is residing in one thing. It's just an expression of two opposites. And Rafi doesn't like this. You can't have...
I see it in the case of the ego. So
and I see...
simultaneously using it and...
Okay, good. That's a good question.
That's why I say it's
that's a good question. That's a good question. So how is it over here? How is it applied over here? In other words, this whole idea, maybe this is what the machlokas is on. Maybe this has to do with the machlokas of Abaye and Rava. Whether you can apply the idea of Ein Kategor Na'aseh Sanegar. Is that what... When you learn the Hekesh from Kiddushin to Gerushin, when you're learning the Hekesh from Kiddushin to Gerushin, doesn't mean that it's one inyan. Kiddushin and Gerushin is one inyan.
And therefore,
a Heftza defined by one of them has to have that definition for both of them. In other words, it's one inyan. It's Yitzia, it's Havaya and Yitzia. It's not two separate things. It's the same inyan. And the entities are the same for both inyanim. So if one So if one inyan is koveya kesef as a machnes, it can't simultaneously be defined in the same subject matter as a motzi.
Hey, what does that mean? It's one
inyan. I'm just approaching it. I'm just
saying, because like in that sense, like of course you're gonna have to say they're connected no matter what. So like I don't know what you mean to say if they're connected but they're not one inyan or they're not connected. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Connected but not one inyan means that they're two different subject matters, but we have a hekesh that we can learn that they're that the things. That the basic components that work here work there too.
What does it mean? It's just a subject matter. I'm saying one is definitely going to end the other, right? Meaning when you have a get, you're going to be lacking in kedushin.
Right.
Right. You're not mekudesh this person anymore.
Right. I don't know exactly the best way to put it right now. I'm just thinking about it. But what I'm trying to get to when I'm saying this is that there's a difference. You can look at it in two different ways. You can look at it when I say it's one subject matter. What I'm trying to say is that the things have to be defined one way with regard to both of these inyanim. In other words, Gittin and Kedushin both recognize the entities have to have an existence Lagabi Kedushin and Gerushin simultaneously. It's one subject matter with one group of entities. That's what I'm trying to say. I don't know the best way to... I have to think about it a little more. But you know what I'm saying? In other words, if you say Gerushin and Kedushin is one big subject, and it shares, and it has entities within that one subject matter, then within one subject matter, you can't have one entity defined as two opposite things. But if I can compartmentalize and say, there's a subject matter of Gerushin, and there's a subject matter of Kedushin, do you want to know what's in this box? Well, whatever's in that box has similar things in this box. You understand what I'm trying to say? I'm just being very, very descriptive because that's where I'm at right now. But whereas if you say there's a Gerush and Kedushin box, then you can't say, well, when you stick your hand in once, it's a Machnes, and when you get it the second time, it's a Motzi. It can't exist. One thing can't exist in one subject in two opposite ways. And it can't switch because that would be Inkatega Nasa Sanega. Then that's why it is simultaneous. You understand? Because Kedushin and Gerushin are one inyan that exist together. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I just don't see how
that works. Okay. Well, that's the, you know, I'm giving a way that it would work. We have to see if it makes sense that way makes sense.
This is a question that the